at its core, poverty is about pushing down instead of having an opportunity to go up.
41,000 Syracuse residents were below the poverty line in 2016. What does poverty look like?
Deciding whether I feed my child or whether I put gas in the car to go to work.
What does it feel like?
It's, generally speaking, lack of access to opportunity.
The facts, the figures, the stories of our community.
Syracuse's 2016 poverty rate was 13th worst in the United States.
This is City Limits, a poverty project.
Welcome to the City Limits Project. I'm Joe Lee. Syracuse, New York, a city with a population of just over 143,000 residents, 41,000 of which fall below the federal poverty line. That poverty rate is good for a number 13 national ranking. These are alarming numbers and must be at the forefront of every Syracuse resident's mind, right? To get some opinions, a journey to where opinions on everything from basketball to politics to automobiles are in abundance. My local barbershop.
So I'm at the House of Hair Barbershop on the corner of Burt and State Street on Syracuse's south side. I'm just going to head on in and talk to the brothers and see what they think about this poverty issue.
This is the man right here. Talk to the preacher. This is the man here. You can talk to him. Good questions.
The shop is located in what might have once been a duplex residential home. Outside, it's showing some age with a crumbling front stoop and decaying foundation. Inside, the owner's pride is evident in the neatly arranged furniture, organized barber stations, and uniformed smocks. Two TVs broadcasting entirely different content add to the shop's energy.
Theodore Montgomery, my barber.
That's Ted. He owns the shop. I asked him how he felt about Syracuse ranking so high in the nation in concentrated poverty among blacks and Latinos.
It troubles me. To tell the truth, it troubles me because all the businesses are leaving. There's no jobs. And that's why crime is so high. That they don't have nothing to do. They got to get these people something to do.
I'm kind of amazed that we're ranked that high and the nation is that big.
And that's barber William Brown. He attributes the high poverty rate partially to the growing immigrant community in Syracuse.
Because we have a lot of immigrants migrating right to the Syracuse area, so they're coming in without a lot, so that puts us at a disadvantage from that alone.
The belief that Syracuse's growing immigrant population is a significant contributing factor in the city's rising poverty rate echoed throughout my conversations.
Like I said, immigrants coming here, they can go down and just get money, welfare. Whereas I go down there, they want to ask me 1,000 questions. When was your grandparents on it? Was your parents on? I don't have, if I'm hungry, I don't have time to answer all them questions, but they can go down there and just get it.
The rising poverty rate in Syracuse is a concern of many. But for some, the issue just isn't part of the daily discourse. Just ask Pastor James Pertiller, whose church is about a block or so away from the shop.
Pastor, have you given much thought to the headlines we've gotten over the last 2 years regarding poverty in Syracuse? Right now, we've jumped up a few notches. We're now the 13th poorest city in the nation, and we have the highest concentration of poverty among African Americans and Latinos in the nation. These are troubling numbers. What are you hearing from your congregation?
Well, truthfully, I haven't really heard anything, really, because I heard about the poverty in Syracuse, but I just haven't really dealt with that, because we have breakfast every Sunday for the poor in the neighborhood, and they come and stuff like this here, so.
Despite barbershop lore as a center for robust conversation, getting people to talk about this issue proved a bit more difficult than I thought.
Anybody else? What about you, brother? You got any opinions on poverty in Syracuse?
No, I'm all set.
You all set?
No, he could. No, he got a job.
What about you, brother? You got any opinions on it? No? One or two questions, brother? Come on.
A few miles away, on the other side of town, I found Francesca Clementi in a beauty salon in the Eastwood neighborhood of Syracuse. I had no such trouble getting her opinion. As a psychotherapist, she's given much thought to the issue and cites several factors that contribute to rising poverty.
I think it's an indication of the times that we live in. I think that there are lots of things that have happened that have brought us to this point, everything from redistricting places, everything from even now with the highway and them trying to determine where the highway is going to go and what neighborhood it would affect. I think with the closing of neighborhood community centers, lack of funding, there's just a multitude of things that have brought us to this point.
Is this a problem that we can throw money at?
No. I think it starts with empowerment. I believe it starts with empowering the families and the individuals. There's great projects that are happening around the city, around cultivating your own food growth. So if everyone in the city had their own garden and knew how to grow fruits and vegetables, then that's a source of food right there. There are other projects that are happening with certain pockets of the city. I know that there are a couple of schools that are sending children home with meals to have on the weekends.
But are people actually talking about this? Are we pissed off enough about this?
I don't think so. I think people have this attitude, unfortunately, of not in my backyard. If I don't directly see it, if I don't directly interact with it, if I don't directly hear it, then it doesn't affect me. And yet, the individuals that this is affecting are our children. They are going to become adults, and it's going to affect their children. And so at some point in time, we have to decide to stop the cycle, and it has to be an investment on all socioeconomic statuses of empowering the community to change things.
So what is the City Limits Poverty Project? In short, it's a year-long, multi-platform civic engagement project that examines and explores poverty in Syracuse, a mix of storytelling, journalism, conversation. Each episode of this podcast project will challenge your assumptions on poverty and highlight one of the many poverty-related issues ranging from food insecurity to economic development to affordable housing. Our purpose is to spark a community-wide dialogue between individuals, organizations, and community constituencies. By the end of this project's one-year life, the hope is that you will commit to getting involved, volunteer or make a financial contribution to a local charity, utilize the resources that were highlighted if you're in need, communicate with local elected officials and community leaders, and share these stories and make poverty in Syracuse a part of your daily discourse.
Whose responsibility is it, do you think it is, to fix this issue?
Ours. The people, not the government, it's the people. The people we vote in the office. You get the wrong people in there and they have the wrong agenda. The people have to get out and vote. You don't vote, you don't have no say-so.
Do you have hope in your lifetime that this problem, this issue will be addressed?
Well, I'm 62 years old. I hope so. For my kids' sake, you know, I hope so.
For City Limits, I'm Joe Lee.
City Limits is a production of WAER Syracuse Public Media and is funded by generous grant support from the Central New York Community Foundation, Grossman St. Amour CPAs, and listeners like you. To support the project, visit the City Limits About page at citylimitsproject.org. Stay tuned for more stories from this series and subscribe in iTunes for automatic delivery of new episodes.